John Billups is joining me, and it is August, John. And I said to my wife yesterday, I said, it's August. When August hits, and I had Steve Ritter in doing the Ritter's Garden Show on Saturday, and he said, you know, I said, August is, we call August the dog days. It's the last month of quote-unquote summer, but it really isn't because everything changes. My wife is, she's got lessons all this week. Next week, since she's switching school districts, she'll be going to in-service, new teacher in-service, even though she's been a teacher for decades.
Yeah.
But it's like, but that's a different school system. Yep. It doesn't, you blink your eyes once you're in August. I used to say you and I were on the Steamboat Days board for a while. I used to say the summer was bookended by Steamboat Days and by Ragbri.
Yep.
When Ragbri ended, all of a sudden, flip the switch, you're back into fall. Anyway, Notre Dame, do you know when you're going back to school?
Yeah, we're going to have our open house August 18th, and then school starts August 23rd.
Wow.
So already, what was it, a year ago or 2 years ago, we started 2 weeks early, which was really tough. I mean, it was like August 10th or something that when we started, and he kind of made for a longer school
year. That was made so you could get out, you basically end it before the Christmas break. Was that right?
Well, yeah. Actually, that was following the year of COVID where we did all the homeschooling.
They
wanted to give the kids kind of a tune-up 2 weeks, kids and probably teachers both, a tune-up 2 weeks, and it really worked out well. Because then we were able to take a full, big, nice, long break at Christmas. And, it works out. You know, that it's always exciting to see the first day of school at all the area schools, the kids with their backpacks on and heading to school. And, you know, I think most kids, especially younger ones, are excited about it. They are excited to get to learning and doing things.
The backpack thing, I don't know what Notre Dame does, but the backpack thing has kind of gone passe since there's usually a Chromebook or something like that. What are you using? Are you using electronics?
Oh, yeah. We have, every kid is issued a Chromebook. But I will tell you, backpacks are still a thing. I've looked at some of those kids. It looks like they need a Sherpa to haul that thing around. they're big, and the kids take them to class with them and need it, or they can leave them in the hallway if they're not using. But they have other things in their backpacks now too. So
they don't need. It's not as many. They don't have to fill it full of books. They
right.
can. They can put. But they find stuff they have to put in there anyway. But it's back to school time.
Yep.
It's time to be thinking about that. And again, also just around the corner, you'll be doing the. Well, getting ready for God's Portion Day, right?
Yeah, in fact, this year we're going to be a little later. We announced it October 15th, and unfortunately, the development director, that would be me, did not look and see that there was a monster match tournament out at the Recplex that weekend. So we're pushing it back to, actually, it's going to go into November 20th this year.
We were just talking, John and I were talking about it. I said, two Saturdays in a row, we went to see a Bees game.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, what do you want to do for supper tomorrow and on Saturday? And I said, she said, you want to go to the game? Why not? We'll have ballpark food. So. But, it's amazing how many people were there. It was almost a full house on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, when you think back just a couple of years ago before when Major League said, hey, we're going to cut you in as affiliate, all the fear and trepidation. But I got to hand
it
to the beers.
Yeah, will it be empty? Well, what's going to be going on at Community Field in the summer anymore?
Yeah, you got to hand it to the Bees organization. They not only took that as an opportunity, but the Wooden Bat League, in my mind, has been so much more fun than the previous product, and they're filling the stands, and it's a great thing to go do.
Well, what you still have is you've got a AAA quality lighting,
right,
and you got AAA quality turf and everything in the ballpark, so
and you got kids that are looking for someone to watch them.
And these guys are coming in here, and I've got to guess that the Bees have, it's got to be one of the best parks in all of the league.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, Community Field is just gorgeous, and they continue to make improvements to it, and the, the groundskeeping at all our parks is just amazing. You look at Community Field, the Recplex, it's just, they're great. And we're lucky to have the facilities we have.
Well, it's been a great summer for, I know Flint Hills has never looked any better than
yep.
it has. You know, the care and the you remember, I don't know, you probably, Mel, I'm sure you do remember when, mm-hmm. when that place was there, before there was any watering, before there was any.
It was a goat track.
It was pretty much,
it was horrible.
If you were trying, in August game, you were trying to find a little bit of grass
yeah.
someplace.
All you had to do is hit it low and let it roll back then. So.
Not like that anymore.
No,
it's in great shape.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And they've had something going on, and it's been pretty full use.
Yeah, if you step outside Burlington for a moment, if you're a resident here, and you step out and take the big aerial view of it, you look at, we have Community Field, you know, we have a great Muni.
The Recplex is fantastic.
Yeah, a great Muni golf course. We have Spirit Hollow, which is the number one ranked public
yeah.
course in Iowa.
Yeah, and in the top 50 in
yeah.
the nation.
And you look at all these things, Rick, the turf, and now we're building the courts.
Yes.
You know, boy, if you take that high view of Burlington and you don't live here, so you don't take it for granted. You got the Mississippi River. You're going to have all the improvements on the riverfront. Man, it's a pretty great time to live in Burlington.
And the fact is, it's thriving. The downtown
right.
is
yeah.
thriving. And I was talking about it with Stephen Brody in the last week or two ago. I still remember when they put in Steamboat Walk, and all of a mm-hmm. sudden it was like, you know, once you cut off Jefferson, you know, it was like everything started to just sort of crumble. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden, Bob Brick first got going upper story housing. Then the Hotel Burlington, which was going to be a $2 million teardown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep.
It was going to cost $2 million to tear it down. Okay, where are we going to find the $2 million to tear it down? Find a developer, get it ready. And then Bob Brick also helped get everything going on the Capitol Theater.
Yep.
So, Bob Brick was one whale of a guy.
He was a good guy for downtown. And the great thing about Bob is he had a tendency to just recruit you. I remember when he called me, John, how do you feel about Capitol Theater? Next thing you know, I'm changing the marquee and going to meetings, you know, and the Bob was great that way. Just a fantastic guy. And, you know, Burlington's been blessed. There's been great leaders and great volunteers
yeah.
throughout our history that, you know, the same people you see showing up at different events, volunteering their time and effort to make Burlington a better place. And that's the other thing about Burlington is that, you know, other towns look at us and say, how do you get all these people churned up to do these things?
Well, we were talking about the housing stock.
Mm-hmm.
I had Chad Bird in. We were talking about the housing stock. And improving the housing stock also improves your overall property values, which also lowers your levies and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? One of the best things we have going is the West Burlington Area Paint-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
It's volunteers that put their time in and they paint the house, but they do so much more. They might,
right.
they might do landscaping. They might put a roof on. I've seen that happen before. New porch. I've seen that
yep.
put on.
They pair up with Community Action and Diamond Vogel. Two Rivers has led that organization now for, I think it's 29 years. You just look at the impact it's had. And again, it's the volunteers. There's always a church group that's doing the work here, and there's maybe
yeah.
the Kiwanis or the Rotarians or the Lions are doing it over here. And it's just amazing the way our community volunteers and helps itself.
Well, it's a great event. But I think the other thing is that we're seeing, you know, the whole downtown. Now, is the reconstruction of Jefferson Street, is that going slower or is it just seems slower
well,
to me?
We're actually, we're being held up by BNSF on the 8th Street crossing, and I'm just going to put it out there. We haven't talked about it a lot. They've changed the rules, after the DOT and BNSF approving the crossing, and they modified the crossing for, us to do some construction work there. And now they're trying to say, well, we can't put that crossing back the way it is. So This last week, I was on the phone or emailed of all our senators, our House reps, our governor. They've all stepped forward and they're willing to try to figure out why BNSF feels that they can hold us hostage. But because of that,
That's what's slowing everything down.
Okay. Because of that, we did do some changes because the 500 and 600 block will be no traffic. The sidewalks will be open. Those businesses are open. We made the brick road in between Jefferson and Washington on 7th is now two-way traffic.
Right.
And we have plans to look at repairing that road permanently, which has been blocked off or barricaded since I moved here. We have plans to look at doing that road when we address Washington Street, so it'll be an open road with parking on it. So we've tried to make that so the access is still there because the 700 block is kind of choked off because of the crossing, and we need that crossing open so the bakery can use it.
And I think the last time we talked, I mentioned, you know, Harrison seems to be taking forever too. I don't know why. Is it trying to get the left hand and the right hand together?
No, it's getting closer. You know, we've had some, we've just had some difficulties there, and, you know, of course, we're doing that total concept where we're looking at the sewers and water mains and that type of thing. And so we got delayed there at first, because of that. There was some you never know what's underneath the ground, right?
No.
So, when we were doing Main Street, which they finally poured the eastern lane, normally you put in sand around these sewer lines.
They put in flowable concrete.
So, and, you know, there's always a surprise there when you pop it open. But all crews are working. We're working hard to get Harrison open. They're working very hard in Main Street. And Main Street should be a little quicker now that the sewer lines and everything are done.
The riverfront, is that pretty much?
Riverfront's coming along pretty good. Water's lower now, so they're back working on the South Boat Dock. We were able to get the Schrader Docks in. We're going to have to realign a couple of the poles that they put in because they got them too close to the shoreline.
Yeah.
But there's more docks down there now, so people can use them, and we've got a lot of good stuff going on. They're doing the riprap. You know, the people are concerned about those mounds of rocks. They're being placed now finally because the water is low enough. So
supply chain issues, are they still dogging you yet?
A little bit. We were just told our street lights for Jefferson, was going to be January because of the supply line. Well, now they said maybe November.
Okay.
Which would be better for us because that way we can put in what's done before they stop. The construction downtown will probably stop about, they're thinking the first week of December. They'll probably work through Thanksgiving.
Everything basic. It's all depending upon the weather, which
right.
controls everything.
Right.
But you can't work when it's ice and snow.
No. And the thing is we've been, you know, although we need some water here, the rain here, we've been blessed. The rain's been coming at night, so the next day they can still work. And it looks like the next 2 weeks we'll have good weather, so hopefully we'll get a lot of work done in a hurry.
All right. You got a council meeting is?
Tonight it'll be a council meeting, and, you know, we'll be a little short there on the desk because we have one council person's out of the country, actually. And another one unfortunately has a funeral to attend to out of town today. So, and then one of ours, it was in the hospital over the weekend. Thankfully, she's doing really well. So
right.
it might be a call-in with just two guys.
All right. Maybe. But whatever it is, anyway, Jed, have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks and talk more city. And obviously, you'll be back in. Will you be at Notre Dame in 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm at Notre Dame every day.
Oh, well, that's true. Classes will be getting underway.
Yeah, classes begun. In fact, most of the staff will start reporting in today and getting prepped. That our custodians have really have that school glistening. They've been waxing the floors, and it really looks great at the first day.